Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, I'm Dan Jackson, and welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. Let's have a look at some of the headlines. Looks like the Inyo National Forest has ended the 2022 fuel wood season. Due to storms coming up, they are not selling permits anymore, and the season has ended for collecting fuel wood. Fuel wood season will begin again May 2023. Congratulations to Jennifer Kretz. She was appointed to the National Housing Task Force. The Housing Task Force will explore intergovernmental partnerships that support housing solutions among federal, state, and local officials, along with private, nonprofit, and home ownership and rental partners.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Mammoth Snow Report is out for November 10th, 2022. Looks like they have one park open, 5 lifts, and 30 trails, and it's the biggest November in 10 years, with 4 to 6 feet of snow this week. Early season conditions are shaking up to be some of the best we've ever seen, and we're not even halfway through the month. Starting November 11th, they expect a roller coaster, Chair 21, Schoolyard out of Canyon Lodge, and the Village Gondola, in addition to Facelift, Broadway, Stump Alley, Discovery, and Unbound. Canyon Lodge will be open Friday through Sunday with limited services, including parking, lift tickets, rentals, and a small food and beverage offering. Canyon Lodge and Eagle Lodge are scheduled to open in full for the season on December 16th. The City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Commission and Planning Commission has two vacancies coming up, one on January 11th, 2023, and the other on January 27th, 2023. For applications and descriptions of duties and responsibilities, you can go to thecityofbishop.com or go into the Bishop City Hall office, located at 377 West Lyon Street in Bishop.
Okay, we've been driving for hours. I can't wait for Mammoth. I need some food now.
Okay, babe. Bishop's just another 20 minutes.
Well, what's this town? Big Pine? Why can't we eat here?
No fast food.
Ugh, gross. No, I want something fresh and made for me, not for a microwave.
Okay, let me look up Big Pine on Yelp. Oh, wow. Copper Top.
Battery?
No. The number one voted barbecue restaurant in the United States is in this little town.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That sounds great, but I bet the line is like insane for that quality of food.
No way. It says here you can order online and pick it up when you get there.
What's the website? Coppertopbarbecue.com?
Yep. And you know what this means, don't you?
What?
Fast food.
Oh, I'm beginning to rethink this whole camping thing.
Be sure to RSVP for the November Inyo Associates meeting in Lone Pine, scheduled for Monday, November 21st. 5:30 will be socializing and 6 p.m. will be dinner, located at the Boulder Creek RV Resort. Menu is to be determined still, but there will be a vegetarian option available. Cost is $20 a person. Pay by check or cash at the event. To RSVP, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and click the link. The Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival has announced their lineup for the December 1st through the 4th showings. Go to EasternSierraNow.com and click the link for the full lineup, as well as to purchase tickets. Death Valley National Park has reopened Echo Canyon and hole-in-the-wall backcountry roads. They had been closed due to being partially erased by the flash floods. Also, a free permit is now required to camp along these backcountry roads.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
The Inyo County Board of Supervisors today approved a proclamation recognizing November 11th as Veterans Day and reminding citizens of the need to honor and thank veterans. Support efforts to provide for and improve the well-being of military service men and women and to never take hard-fought freedoms for granted. The proclamation also gave the supervisors a chance to recognize the important work being done in support of veterans locally by the Bishop and Lone Pine VFW posts and auxiliaries, Bishop, Big Pine, and Independence American Legion posts and auxiliaries, and the Inyo County Veterans Service Office and its VSO, Gordon Green. American veterans have fought to defend our country, its values, and its interests since the first days of our founding. They have defeated tyrants, eliminated terrorists, and secured freedom at home and abroad, and their courage and fortitude in the face of adversity serve as an example for all Americans, the proclamation states. These soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen selflessly placed lives, well-being, and security of others before their own, so that we may enjoy the privileges of peace, prosperity, and freedom, and we are forever indebted to them beyond measure. VSO Green read the proclamation aloud Tuesday, receiving accolades from the board for his hard work on behalf of veterans. It's easy to say we support our veterans, but you're there to make it happen, to make sure the support gets onto the ground, Supervisor Rick Pucci said. The proclamation further recognizes the 75th anniversary of the Bishop VFW, Post 8988, which is in the process of being renamed in honor of the late Colonel Robert Bob Wagner, a decorated veteran, former prisoner of war, and community advocate. On behalf of myself and the comrades of Post 8988, it is a privilege and an honor to dedicate the VFW Post 8988 after such an honorable and great individual, said Post Commander John Underhill. To read the full article, go to Eastern Sierra Now. Well, that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for listening, and as always, I'll talk to you tomorrow.